All right. City Council meeting for Tuesday, July 11th, 2023 is called to order. Invocation by Pastor Kim Van Brenner from Orange Beach United Methodist Church, followed by our Pledge of Allegiance.
Actually, Orange Beach Presbyterian Church.
Oh, sorry.
Just down the road a little bit.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Y'all was around a lot, so I didn't know.
We all worship the same God. Let's pray. Gracious God, we thank you so much for this time gathered together. And I thank you for all of the people who are working so hard here in Orange Beach, for all of the city staff who keep the island looking beautiful, for all of the police officers who keep our streets safe, who guide and protect us each and every day, day after day, throughout the hottest times, throughout the most trying times. And I pray for our firefighters and our paramedics, all of our first responders who respond to each and every call with kindness and compassion and the knowledge that they have worked so hard to gain. And most of all, I pray for this city council and the mayor and all of the leaders of this city who are doing the work that needs to be done. We pray that they will rule and serve with wisdom and compassion, that they will serve with kindness and clarity. We pray for the time ahead of us this evening. Put your hand upon us and guide us forward for the good of the city and all of the people who dwell and vacation and work within it. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor.
Sorry about that. That's my fault. Councilmember Silvers is absent. Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd is absent. And Mayor Kennan?
Here. Consider the motion tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Consideration of previous minutes, work session, regular council meeting, committee of the whole, work session 6623. For no objections, the reading of the minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? If there are no corrections, minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements?
There is Kim Earle would like to introduce herself to mayor and council.
Hello, thank you for the opportunity to introduce myself. My name is Kim Earle, and I'm running for the circuit clerk of Baldwin County. I'm a lifelong resident of Baldwin County. I grew up in Bay Minette and graduated from Baldwin County High School in 1984. I'm married to Andy. We live in Daphne now in the Bell Forest community. I have one son, a great daughter-in-law, and three precious grandsons, and I'm very fortunate to have the support for this new adventure in my career. My husband and myself are very passionate about rescue war dogs. We have personally adopted two war dogs. Our first one in 2019, Max, he served 7 years in Afghanistan, and our present war dog, Mickey, who served in Poland. In 2020, we started hosting a charity event for Mission Canine, and all monies received, we donate to this agency who worked tirelessly every day to bring these war heroes home from foreign countries so they can be adopted to a loving family. First, I'd like to tell you why I'm running for the circuit clerk. I love my job. I find the court system fascinating and very challenging. I've been working over 35 years in the circuit clerk's office in Mobile, where I continue to work to this day. I started day one working the payment window, not having a clue of what I was doing, but through hard work and determination, I now serve in the capacity of a supervisor, deputy clerk, and internal auditor for the 13th Judicial Circuit. I started this adventure because I feel like now is the time in my life, in my professional career and in my personal life, to take on such a challenge of being the circuit clerk. One of my number one questions asked is, what exactly is a circuit clerk? Well, we are the custodian of records for the court system, criminal and civil. We also are responsible for all monies received in the court system and the disbursement of monies received. And we also ensure the integrity of absentee ballot votes, make sure they're safe and secure and accounted for. But one of the most important roles as a circuit clerk to me is showing your staff the leadership and the respect they so deserve. If you elect me as your next circuit clerk, I will make sure that the offices run effective and efficiently in Baymanette and both satellite courthouses. As we all know, the satellite courthouses are very, very important. It's also important to promote teamwork and leadership and better communication within the clerk's office and all agencies that we come in contact with. The citizens of Baldwin County are very important also, and whether by phone or in person, they should be able to be met with a friendly face, a question that can be answered, and to be able to have the respect that they so deserve. Helping staff the office, making sure that they're trained, will help in these areas. I'll bring new eyes, new ideas, and new beginnings to the circuit clerk's office with a ton of experience and knowledge. And to me, positive change is healthy. And I do look forward to showing and improving to the citizens of Baldwin County and all the agencies that I will be a great circuit clerk. I do ask for your support in March 5th of 2024. And I thank you so much for allowing me to come and introduce myself. And if you have any questions, I'll be around, and you can certainly find me on my Facebook page at Kim Earle for Baldwin County Circuit Clerk. Thank you so much for allowing me to come and introduce myself.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you for your willingness to serve.
Absolutely. We appreciate it. Thank y'all. Anybody else? Anything else?
Hey, just a reminder about Chris Litton's event is on Thursday.
At the Performing Arts Center?
At the Art Center. I think it's at 6:30 is when it starts.
Okay.
Yeah, it came up in my feed today, so I just want to remind everyone.
All right. So. Have we got that on all the marquees? I think we do, don't we? That's not your responsibility. Okay. Remind me to remind somebody tomorrow and make sure it is. Sorry. Okay. I think it is, but I want to make sure.
Tickets are $20.
Anybody else? Moving to auditing of accounts.
Excuse me. Oh, that cheat sheet is not on here.
No. You should know it by heart by now.
I know.
You would think. As I was saying, move to certify that the cash requirements with no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. All right, moving to new business under resolution. Resolution awarding the bid for City Hall Finance Wing Addition, $1,734,000 per unit pricing.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. Came in almost $500,000 under, so that's a good thing. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution declaring two vehicles owned by the City of Orange Beach a surplus unneeded, donated to the City of Criola.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. They are extremely grateful, as they have nothing right now.
Yes.
So, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the sole source purchase of social media data collection. Voyager Labs, Police Department, $35,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution change order number 2, John G. Walton. Extend multi-use trail in front of the Justice Center. Part of Canal Road Improvements, $72,025.70.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of task order with Geocon Engineering Materials Testing. Geotechnical Testing Engineering Services, $2,650 to Sportsplex.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the purchase of a mass notification system at the rec center for for the Expect Excellence Department State Bid, $31,295.09.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the execution of easement agreement. Grant permanent utility easements, Orange Beach Water Authority, installation of water force main at Sportsplex.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of a cooperative maintenance agreement. Permanent application, Alabama Department of Transportation, drainage inlets, a pedestrian pad within the state of Highway 182 right-of-way.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of a lease agreement with Orange Beach City Board of Education for weight room and storage facilities.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Okay. Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of a reciprocal agreement to exchange tax information with Baldwin County.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Moving to public hearing. Public hearing for the ordinance amending ordinance number 172, Somersault PUD minor modifications, Somersault beachside mini golf sign. Mr. Griffin.
Yes, this is a PUD amendment that is dealing with the Somersault residential development. First, just give a little background. This is dealing with the signage that's on the median of the Slipper Boulevard. But back in July 2020, Beachside Mini Golf, which is on the parcel, if you look on the map, that's the beachside parcel. It's located right behind the Ruby Slipper restaurant and in front of the Somersault residential subdivision. They had come to us asking if they could have signage along Highway 182, and they wanted it in the Slipper Boulevard private right-of-way in that median where the sign location is indicated on the map. The thing was that that's considered as an off-premises sign, and that's basically a sign for a business that's not located on the parcel where the business is located. So that is prohibited by the zoning ordinance or the sign ordinance. So there was a major amendment to the Somersault PUD where the beachside parcel and the Slipper Boulevard private right-of-way was rezoned from general business to PUD to be included into the Somersault Plan Unit Development Master Plan. And the rezoning also allowed for a multi-tenant sign to be located in the Slipper Boulevard median along Highway 182 that would have signage for the beachside mini golf and also the Somersault residential subdivision. And the sign ordinance does allow for multi-tenant signs for developments if they are on outlying parcels that do not have direct roadway access. However, it's at 50% of whatever is allowable. And if we go to our next slide, and what I mean by that is that the commercial establishments, they're allowed up to 200 square feet of total sign face area. Well, you take 50% of that, then it's, you know, they're only allowed up to 100 square feet. So what you see on the screen down at the lower right-hand corner, that elevation, that's what was proposed in 2020. There was some deviations that had to be granted to the sign ordinance to allow for the sign. They have 100 square feet total of sign face area on this sign. But there were some deviations granted due to that 50% requirement dealing with the sign structure width. The sign height and the sign face width. You see the picture on the left hand, that's the current picture. That was a picture taken last week out on site. If we go to the next slide, this is the request this afternoon is for to add an LED sign on top of the existing sign above the permanent signs for the beachside mini golf and also Somersault. This proposal will require some additional deviations from the sign ordinance. Now, the first two, the sign structure width and the sign height, those are existing. Those were granted with the 2020 modification. The sign face width, that's going to have to be expanded to go for additional 3.5 feet because if you look at the LED sign, it has a width of 16 feet. Also, the allowable sign face for the multi-tenant sign, as previously stated, they had 100 square feet total. Well, with the addition of the LED sign, that increases it up to 196, 48 square feet per side. And also another one dealing with the height of the LED sign. The code requires that the LED sign be below the permanent sign, not above the permanent sign. In this case, they're asking for it to be above the permanent signs for Beachside and also Somersault. So if the City Council does approve the request, we ask that conditions be added that the operation of the LED sign be in compliance or adhering to the sign ordinance as far as like the 15 seconds before a message change, and also removal of the TerraCore development sign that was placed in front of the sign. And if you have any questions.
Okay. Any questions?
So, Griffin, looking at this, we're going to have two signs that says mini golf?
The LED sign will have to either advertise for the Beachside mini golf or the Somersault development.
And that's the top sign?
That's the top sign. That's the, yes. Mm-hmm.
On top of the static signs that advertise the same thing.
That's right.
Okay. Why did Orange Beach, Sean McInnes and him, why did they go to the, I should know this, but I don't. Why did they go to the variance board for their signage, and this is in front of us? Do you know why?
For
the new Orange Beach store? You know, they wanted to, they wanted a sign on top of the Orange Beach store.
That was a roof sign that they wanted, and that was the sign ordinance prohibits roof signage. So they went to the Board of Adjustment and were denied.
Well, really, our sign ordinance does not allow this sign.
Correct.
So,
question. Can you remind me when it was all changed to PUD, what the public benefit of that was? When it wasn't a PUD and it was brought into a PUD,
what was
the public benefit of that?
I called it back in July 2020 when it was
done,
and it was for to allow for the multi-tenant signage at the present location.
And then the first thing they showed us was that other design.
That's right.
And then they've changed that to now this.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it would be only fair that they go to the Board of Appeals first.
Well, Jamie, you said it's a PUD modification.
Modification.
That's why they did not.
Oh,
I missed that.
That's right.
Okay.
So, Jim, at the risk of being blunt, why would we do this for you when everybody else in town is going to want one just like it? The same
thing. I can move the LED sign down.
Now, that's not the point. Yeah, but, I mean, there's nobody in town that's on the beach that don't want a bigger sign. Mm-hmm. And my point is, why would we give you and I'm not trying to be rude, but why would we give you a sign outside the sign ordinance when there's another 1,500 signs out there that's within the sign ordinance? Do you see my point? And your point is this. And your point is if you don't ask, you don't get, right? Okay. We had the yes votes then.
Yeah.
So. But you see my point. I mean, I don't know how in the world I would ever vote for it when I know everybody and their brother wants a bigger sign, you know.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the off season, summertime, I've got to wait a minute. But during the summer of the winter, it'd be nice to have some specials out there and all that.
Yeah, I don't know about you. I have no problem with the LED. I just have a problem with it exceeding the sign ordinance.
Right.
That's my issue.
What I'm saying,
but if you want to modify that to be within the sign ordinance, I mean, y'all got a problem with that?
No. Yeah, no, I don't. I like his idea, though, just take away the lower two and just have the one sign.
Right. I got no problem
but
with that.
But I think that we need to be even-handed and fair to everyone, and the whole sign has to come under our sign ordinance.
Right. I don't disagree with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if I can make it with Griffin fit the sign ordinance?
Yeah.
Well, the thing with it cannot be entirely an LED sign. I mean, there has to be some permanent signage. Because LED sign has to be at least 50% of the signage.
At least 50%?
Yeah, yes. And no, it can't go over 50%.
The LED signage can't.
That's right.
Right.
So it's going to be hard to get it compliant with that.
Without having some permanent signage.
Well, there has to be permanent signage, but I think that working with staff, you'll be able to come up with something that allows us to say yes and you to be happy.
Mm-hmm. That's fine with me. If it works, it works. If it doesn't,
okay.
It
thank
doesn't.
You.
All right. Don't hurt to ask, like you said.
I agree. I'm with you 100%.
So, appreciate you.
All right. Thank you.
You have no idea how many times I get hit up. I need more signs. I need a bigger sign. Yeah. Okay.
Actually, I like the design of the other one.
Y'all used it for something, didn't you?
Did you use it somewhere else? Back up one. The one, the pretty one.
With the hammer thing.
With that.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing that's missing.
It's down there somewhere.
It's in as you go in.
That's what I mean. It's somewhere down there. Okay, that's what I mean. Okay, I knew I'd seen it. Okay, don't mess with me now. I swear I knew I saw it somewhere. All right.
I guess I'll go back to that. If
it's pretty.
And that is
I agree. Pretty. Now, I got no problem with that.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you
thank
so
you
much.
You with that?
Yep.
All right. All right, anybody? You know, I guess I should have supposed to open the floor up as a public hearing. So, anybody else got anything they'd like to add to that? All right. Public hearing, ordinance amending ordinance number 170.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you all.
Yeah.
Thank you, buddy. Public hearing for ordinance amending ordinance number 172, Phoenix West 2, PUD minor modification restaurant and pavilion.
Yeah, this is a request from the Phoenix 2 planning unit development. This is to provide a restaurant and bar area on the ground floor area near the swimming pool area and to construct a grilling pavilion south of the tennis courts on the east side of the property. There will also be a covered patio. If we go to our next slide, we actually does a colorful site plan, but there will also be a covered patio area between the restaurant and swimming pool. Beach supply and souvenir store will be in this area, that's 800 square feet. All improvements that are proposed here with the pavilion, the restaurant bar, and the beach store, those will be for the tenants and the guests of Phoenix West 2 only. This will not be something that's open to the general public. And we had asked that when they had submitted. But go to the next slide. And this is just information on the restaurant. It will cover about 4,200 square feet. Will include covered areas for the kitchen, customer seating, and the restaurant bar seating areas. And they'll also have an open terrace area on the south and the east side. So as I said, this is just the elevation that's provided by the architectural firm. And our next slide, just information about the grilling pavilion. They'll have a footprint coverage of 1,150 square feet, the roof coverage a little larger than that at 1,450 square feet, be about 19.2 feet from the east side lot line and 5.3 feet from the CCL. And again, this will be south of the tennis court areas on the development. And if you have any questions.
Any questions for Griffin?
How many units are in Phoenix 2?
This, 358.
I'm sorry, how many?
358.
Roughly 358?
Not exactly. Are you sure, Bill?
Just checking.
Mm-hmm. Any questions? Any thoughts?
It's all good.
I think it would be a nice amenity.
Yes.
All right. Sounds good to me. All right, anybody in the audience have anything they'd like to add to that one?
That's right, that's what I just
said. That's what Johnny just said.
I said the same thing.
All right.
Are you closing the public hearing?
Yes, I am. Thank you for reminding me.
I thought you'd know it by heart by now.
Do what now?
Nothing, honey.
Why I'm so discombobulated today, but I am. Okay, moving to ordinances. First reading, ordinance amending number 172, the zoning ordinance, Somersault PUD minor modification, Somersault beachside mini golf sign. So I don't know that, do we table this or do we?
We can just let it go with no action. And then my assumption is that this will go away and, until they modify.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yeah,
okay.
Good.
Okay.
Thank you, Renee. All right, first reading. Phoenix West 2 PUD minor modifications, restaurant and pavilion. Entertain a motion for unanimous consent.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please, ma'am.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. Motion carries. Have a motion to adopt?
Motion to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. I think we're going to skip number three.
Actually, we are.
Two Jeffs decided not to come. It's like.
Yep. Yeah, that's right.
All right. First reading, ordinance amending ordinance number 2023-1452, establishing a temporary moratorium on the issuance of business licenses for commercial vessels and other marine activity. Do you want to give us a little dissertation on what we've come up with so far?
I will be as brief as possible. Fort Hanley Finance Director. So basically where we stand today, what we are asking is to go ahead and let this go to a second reading, which would be next Tuesday. You know, obviously this is a two-part process. We're looking at the moratorium, which would be the short term, and then the long-term fix, which is what everybody discussed at the previous meeting. Where we are with the moratorium as it stands today would be to that all basically right now we sit at about 184 licenses, including renewals, that we would allow up to 190 licenses, which would get us to a period of time till we can get the final version of where we would be going forward. Also, we would allow renewals until July 31st, because some of those licenses have not been renewed, and those were due back in January. So we're, you know, that's part of the grace period to make sure that we have an accurate number of where we stand. The other part would be that all new licenses must be at a commercial marina. We would allow people that were on the waiting list, if a license is, basically we're looking at a one-in, one-out situation. So if you have a license and I sell my vessel to somebody and I'm out of the business, they're allowed to take that license. So one of the concerns that we heard last time was, if I sell my business, and are we not going to allow somebody else to come in? And so if we would try to accommodate the one in, one out. And then if a, let's see, I spoke to that. And then I think that's kind of where we're looking at as of right now. I know we'll be having some more discussions between now and next Tuesday, but I'll be happy to answer any questions from the council or anybody else so far.
I have one.
Okay.
You said there were a lot of people that should have renewed in January?
Yes.
And they haven't renewed yet?
Correct.
And it's July?
Correct.
Do we have late fees?
We do.
Good.
And this is not, this is not just a boat license or you know, charter issue. This is
So there could be people operating without a current license.
There could be. And I mean, between us and the Marine Police and the Coast Guard, I mean, we catch people
all
pretty good bit. But there's also people that, you know, are out there and that are not doing it, but, you know, we're trying to comb through all that.
Is there any way we can get historical data to see if these are the same people over and over and over again? Do they need a license if they're constantly not getting
So basically, if they haven't renewed as of this year, the reason they got a renewal or were sent to renewal back in December meant that they had an active license in 2021. So these people, it's not like, you know, they didn't have a license back in 21 or 20. They were active, and thus our office issued a renewal at the end of last year for this year.
Can I ask a question? Is this a business license?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions for Ford? Okay, I'm going to go to the floor just a second. Let me get through with the council first, and then we'll come back to y'all. Y'all got anything?
No, and thank you for letting us wait until we have all six of us here.
Okay.
This is too important to do with just a small selection.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, I think we are looking at, we don't want to interfere with any commercial operations in any way. We'll figure out how we're going to do that. We don't want to interfere with any business that wants to expand. We're going to figure out how to deal with that. And we don't want to hinder anybody from being able to sell their business. We'll be able to figure that out. What we're trying to do is we can't have every Tom, Dick, and Harry with a dolphin cruise boat and a charter boat and a round in circles boat. And I think y'all get my point. And that's our, I mean, I think we probably had close to 3,000 boats on the water for the 4th of July this past weekend. And you can only do so much. So anyway, that's a small step, but we're trying to protect the resources that we've got. We are conservationists. And we do care, so.
I want to add on to that. That was one of the comments that we heard last time, was that if I have, you know, four boats next year and I want to expand, is that not going to be allowed? That is something that we will measure every license being assigned to a boat to look at that. So, no, we're not going to inhibit people to grow, but you're also, you know, we have to do it in mindful and in a big picture way.
Okay. Lynn? Yes, sir.
City enforcement of this. How do you plan on enforcing this?
How does the city plan to enforce this?
Well, so, go ahead.
So between my office and the Marine Police and the Coast Guard, we, in the long term, we're always looking at charters and, you know, checking licenses, and the police are checking licenses. Moving forward, we're looking towards a decal type system to make it easier on our Marine Police, more to make sure that we are monitoring it as best we can.
Yeah, I see you down there all the time.
Not me, but that's Matthew Malone, and he is down there all the time. Yeah.
And I'm sorry, just for the people, can I get your name and address?
John May, 5393 Baylor Launch Avenue, Orange Beach.
Thank you.
Lynn, did you have a question?
Is there a backlog in the city for applications that are awaiting approval for their license at this time? Because we actually do keep a check on our captains for their business license, and several of them are telling us that they have applied, mm-hmm. but they have not received their license back from the city.
And I'm sorry, can I get your name?
Lynn Swafford.
Thank you.
So you mean people that have already renewed and they had not received their license?
Correct.
Okay.
So is there a way that we can communicate to know, I mean, we've had these captains at the marina for years,
mm-hmm.
and in the past we've not had a problem with their license, but suddenly the licenses are slow to come through. Right now we're waiting, we have 15 captains that we're waiting on their business license. So
they paid for them?
According to them, they have.
So if they've paid for them, they're active.
Okay.
And if they haven't received the paper, that's an easy, just email me or my office and we can get them another license. But we've mailed out everything. Everybody that's had an active license that has paid for it has been mailed out. So
okay.
if their check has been cashed, they have an active license.
Okay.
And they would, that would be not one of the ones that is pending. if they haven't received just a piece of paper, that's just to contact our office and we can get another copy.
Okay. And so there's not a large backlog or a long history of a backlog?
I'm talking about two different things. If people have not, if they haven't paid for it, there might be there is a group of those people. Now, if they've sent in a check and it's been cashed,
right,
they're good to go. If they're just waiting on a piece of paper, that's, you know, it could be lost in the mail. We've had issues with that.
Right. Thank you.
Okay.
Anyone else? Thoughts? Okay, so I guess next week we will vote.
One more.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Mayor. I was going to ask for, you mentioned licenses from 2021. Are you not referring to 22?
Yes, I am. 22. Sorry.
Okay, I just didn't make sure we didn't
wait
a
year. It's been a long year.
Thank you, Susan.
Anyone else? Was there any questions from Facebook world? Okay.
OMG, I love Orange Beach.
Get their name and address, please.
Was that from Jeff Boyd?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see, where are we? Then we will adjourn and move to Committee of the Whole.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
So
it'll wait till the next.
It'll go till next week.
It's been deferred.
Yep, it'll go next week. All right.
I just need a vote.
Did we adjourn? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. We are adjourned, and we are now calling the Committee of the Whole meeting for July the 11th, 2023, to order. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers is absent. Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd is absent. Mayor Cunningham?
Here. Minutes from our regular council meeting, Committee of the Whole, 6/20/23, will be forward for review. Moving to new business under miscellaneous, public hearing for Ike Beach Service, business license denial, 8/15/2023. Everybody good with that?
This is the thing that came up the other night.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
All right, moving to resolution. I'll read them all and we'll go back over any questions y'all have. Resolution awarding the bid for State Highway 180 milling, paving, striping, fire station number 3. Resolution awarding the bid for recreational center roof, soffit replacement. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement, Duncan Counts for lobbying services. Resolution authorizing execution for task order with Sawgrass Consulting to provide boundary survey, Burt Taylor property, Canal Road, $3,900. Resolution authorizing execution of task order, Sawgrass land surveying, vacation of sanitary sewer easement, Rumor Lakes development, Windward Lakes property. Resolution authorizing execution of a lease agreement with the United States Postal Service. Resolution authorizing execution of task order with McCullough Architecture. Design services, our Veterans Memorial, $16,000. Resolution adopting a rental agreement fee schedule for the Orange Beach Event Center. Resolution authorizing software service agreement with Zap Software, Festival of Art. Resolution authorizing execution of professional service agreement, Grace Stanton Theater Performance Direction, Junie B. Jones. And that's all. Questions?
Looks
everybody good?
It's all good.
All right, everybody. We'll open the floor up for pretty much anything. Nothing? Thank you again, Ms. Earl, for coming. Appreciate y'all. Good luck with everything. If we can help, let us know. Okay, well, going once, going twice.
Being out of council chambers sort of changes, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know.
It's
I'm
different.
Very
I mean, so I please forgive us.
How's the progress going on the...
Glenn, it's fully gutted right now.
There he is.
Yeah.
How's it going, Glenn?
And we will be providing more leg space between the rows of the chairs.
Oh, good. Good.
That would be good.
That would be good. People will be more comfortable.
Yeah, Glenn's back on probation.
Yes.
So we will see.
Thank you.
And it's going to look good. It's
going to
be nice.
Thank you, Glenn. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We're getting rid of hopefully that fur down, that claustrophobia over the top of us, and open it up. Mm-hmm. All right.
I don't have a picture of it right now, but I want to give credit to Mark Bryant and his team. We refurbished the sign at the Orange Beach Cemetery, and so that'll be put back up this week. And so I saw the picture of it last night, and I was blown away. So big credit to them for an amazing job. So take a look at it here in another week or so.
Yeah.
The ladies of the Garden Club are very grateful.
Enough to pay for it?
They're grateful for
to pay for it?
Will they pay for it?
Yeah.
That's right.
No
yeah. The,
okay.
But,
we will pay for it.
But they saved us a ton of money because we priced a new sign, and it was crazy money. So Mark and him, they can fix pretty much anything.
I agree.
And that was a special sign. I hated to see it go. I'm glad
exactly.
we were able to fix it.
Exactly. I'm so happy to hear that they could
it's
redo
made
it
through many a storm.
Yeah. There's something else I wanted to hit the Garden Club up for, and I can't remember what it was now. Dadgummit.
Well, the checkbook is open. You might as well.
Yeah, I wanted to do it in public, too.
Yeah.
We appreciate all of you coming tonight. Thank you so much for being here, even though we're in a new location for a few weeks. Takes an extra effort to get here. Thank you.
Okay, well, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.